Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, starting things out by going right into your phone calls. It's Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. So where's Julia?
She is around, but not on tonight. We might be expecting her in tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, you got to spend Valentine's Day with your girl.
Well, I'll see if I can convince her to get out of bed.
Oh, okay. Since it is Valentine's Day, you know, the most romantic marketed day of the year.
So they say.
I wanted to tell a story about a recent divorce that I've had.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
What could be more romantic than a divorce, right?
Mm.
Well, my wife Heidi and I were divorced, I think, January 7th was the final date.
Mm, okay.
It was official as of January 7th. So let me indulge me a little bit while I tell you about this story.
By all means.
We were engaged, I don't know, a few years ago. It was would have been my third marriage and her second. So, you know, we got a whole bunch of marriages between us. And I didn't want to have an official, you know, state marriage. And my problem was I just assumed that people knew that. So no invitations, pretty casual. We had all of our friends and family pretty much staying at our house. We redecorated the garage, and that was the wedding chapel. And I had my best friend, my childhood friend from California, is a minister, a Methodist minister. And so I asked him to marry us. So it all happened, and it was just a great time. Everybody was there. The whole family was there, all the friends. And it was supposed to be on Saturday, the wedding on Saturday. And so on Friday, we had the rehearsal. You know, stand there, you do that, you do that. Very, very casual. Nobody's uptight at all, you know, because we've done this so many times before.
Right.
And so we got to the point in the rehearsal where my friend Rick, the minister, said, okay, Brian, this is where, we signed the marriage license. And I just kind of laughed. And I said, why are you laughing? I said, no marriage license. We're not going to get a marriage license. This is between, you know, friends and family and, you know, whatever gods might be out there to bless this thing.
Right.
And he said something that totally surprised me. And this is when I realized that I didn't exactly tell him what I wanted. I just assumed. You know what they say about assume.
Yeah, I don't know why you would assume something like that. I can't imagine that most people would ever presume that one would have a non-state wedding. That seems pretty unusual to me.
Well, I've known this guy since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
But, yes, I'm a little more my freedom quotient has been accelerating a little faster than he's been able to catch up to.
Well, he was living in California.
He was living in California. Well, and in California, they've got this big brouhaha over, you know, gay weddings,
uh-huh.
You know, and non, you know, standard one man, one woman, you know, kind of sanctioned by God kind of BS.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you don't have a marriage license? I said, no, we're not going to do that. That's why you're here. He said, well, I can't perform a marriage.
Oh,
I would lose my license, and I might lose my job if I did that.
Oh, jeez.
I said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, if there's not a state marriage license, then I can't do it. The whole idea was that he can't perform gay marriages. That was what this church policy was trying to avoid. And, of course, the church is, you know, lockstep with the state on these things because they've got to get their, you know, get their benefits from the state.
Yeah, they have to have that tax-free status.
That's right. And so I said, well, come on, Rick. You know, nobody has to know. He says, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it.
Hmm.
He doesn't want to risk his career. So it wasn't his fault. You know, it was the powers that be.
How would anyone ever find out? I mean, you're in Colorado, right, at that time?
Exactly. Right. I guess what had happened is that at that point, it was two and a half years ago, I guess, at that point, the whole gay marriage thing was just exploding all over the place, and it was everybody was just super hypersensitive about this.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea being that if the state sanctions it, then it's okay. you know, one man, one woman kind of thing, then it's okay. One man, two women, you know, or any combination thereof, other than one man, one woman, doesn't work. And he was just hypersensitive about that.
So what ended up happening?
Well, this was Friday afternoon. So Saturday, yeah, I got a house full of people, you know, and we're all going to have a marriage tomorrow. We're going to have a wedding. So what am I going to do? He says, well, you know, I can do a ceremony, but it won't be called a marriage. You know, I can't call it a marriage. I can call it a civil union. I can call it, you know, whatever you want.
There you go.
But Heidi's dad is an ex-minister, and there are a bunch of people. You know, if I were to pull that on him, it just wouldn't work.
Okay.
So I said, fine. We'll get the license. We'll take care of it later.
Oh, geez.
So we drive on down to the county courthouse and pay the $10, and 10 minutes we're out of there with his marriage license. So then we have the marriage. We have the wedding on Saturday. It was wonderful. A lot of dancing, a lot of drinking. She was absolutely gorgeous, beautiful in her mother's 50-year-old wedding gown.
That's how weddings go.
It took three bridesmaids, a bunch of lubrication, and some crowbars to get her in there. But, you know, she got in there. But she's going to kill me now.
And anyway, how long ago was this?
Oh, 2.5 years ago.
All right. So when did you decide to get the divorce?
The next day. it wasn't a decide. I mean, you know, we're forcing it. My back is against the wall. We've got a house full of people.
Right.
And what are you going to do?
Right.
So I figured we could take care of it later. You know, we've all been divorced a bunch of times. So, you know, after we got married, she was now a little cautious of it. She didn't want to get divorced, you know, because her first divorce was really nasty and a lot of hatred. I said, this is not a divorce between you and me.
Right. It's a divorce between you, her, and the state.
Exactly. There's too many people in bed here.
You're right.
I don't want them here.
Get rid of the third party.
That's right. Now, sometimes that might be fun, but in this case, not so much.
I don't know about that.
So it took me a year to convince her because she has this, you know, traditional, in Hollywood, tell my parents. I said, tell your parents we're just fixing what went wrong in the first place.
Yeah.
So she finally agreed, and so we did it all. Now, this is a totally uncontested divorce. I mean, you go down, you file all the papers. It costs $10 to get the marriage license.
No. What's the divorce cost?
$290. No lawyers. This is all just court cases,
yeah.
You know, court fees. I had gone and talked to a judge. You know, where is the other party? You know, Heidi. I said, well, she's fine with this thing. I'm representing her. You know what I mean? And it was just so much BS to go through this stuff. You had to fill out all these papers about all your financial stuff to make sure that one party doesn't get shafted over the other. I mean, the state just puts itself right in between there when you want a divorce.
But you did it. They let you do it.
They allowed us to do it. And now we're much happier.
Really?
Yes, well.
You do feel that your happiness quotient has increased since getting rid of the state. That's good.
Absolutely.
Now, what benefits, I mean, what tangible benefits does this bring to the relationship, getting away from the state control of the situation?
Well, you know, Heidi is a little slower to come on. She's a little behind me on the whole freedom thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's not quite as happier as I am. For her, you know, it's kind of a black mark, or it was, and I'm slowly trying to convince her that it's not. I mean, one thing that really helped her realize what the state was when I got arrested for asking a cop a question in Tulsa.
Yeah, that'll do it.
You guys about.
That'll bring it right home, no doubt about that.
That brought it right home, and she's coming along definitely very well.
Well, fantastic, but, you know, Brian.
Well, I do have one more point.
Yeah.
Do I have a minute?
You maybe. Go ahead.
I know you guys don't like the shout-outs, but I'm here in Tulsa on travel, and she's in Colorado here on Valentine's Day.
So cheesy.
So I just wanted to say, Heidi, will you marry me again?
But for the real marriage this time, you're going to go through a different marriage process. Are you going to go through the ceremony again?
Oh, yeah, why not? Hey, maybe we'll do it at Porkfest.
That's a hell of an idea. Yeah, you absolutely should. That would be fantastic. Maybe Barry can marry you because Barry Cooper, former minister, right?
Oh, yeah. And Ian, you and Julia can join us.
That'll be fun. Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03-01-2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how the Free State Project early movers are already making a difference, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Yeah, I have to say that I have not been on the Free State Project bus tour But one of them did come through Keene last year, and they stopped by and spent a little time with them.
It was very odd. I met them on their trip through Keene, and I just happened to be walking down the street, and there's a bunch of people going, "Hey, Mark!"
Yeah, well, that's how it is here. It's not a big place, so it's easy to spot people. But it seems to me that if you're going to tour around the state, it would be a lot more fun to do it with the Free Staters.
I'm with you.
A bus full of Free Staters. I think that's a cool idea. Or I think in this case it was a van full of Free Staters. But either way, good times at Porkfest. Go and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
My school bus was a van.
Just really?
Yeah, it was just a little short van too. There were only like six kids on it, and I lived way out in the country, and it was very there weren't very many kids that went that direction, so they just had a little tiny bus.
I didn't know that with private schools that you got bus service. That's pretty cool.
No, it wasn't a small private school. It was 600 students or something like that. So I don't like short bus jokes.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. We continue here with an interesting story about, FEMA. And we heard the rumors about this, or we heard, a report on this, over a year ago at this point. And I guess there are still people living in the FEMA trailers from Hurricane Katrina. Now, what's it been? Over 2 years now? Almost 2.5 years since Hurricane Katrina? Was it two? Actually, it was 2005. So, yeah, it'll be 2.5 years since Hurricane Katrina, and people are still sucking off the welfare teat. Now, according to the Associated Press, the government is recommending they might want to leave the trailers sometime soon because of the excessive formaldehyde. U.S. health officials are urging that Gulf Coast hurricane victims be moved out of their government-issued trailers as quickly as possible after tests found toxic levels of formaldehyde fumes. Fumes from 519 trailer and mobile homes in Louisiana and Mississippi were on average about 5 times what people are exposed to in most modern homes, according to the CDC. In some trailers, the levels were nearly 40 times customary exposure levels, raising fears that residents could contract respiratory problems. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, which supplied the trailers, should move people out quickly, with priority given to families and children, elderly people, or anyone with asthma or other chronic conditions, said the CDC bureaucrat. He says, "We don't want people exposed to this for very much longer. It's only been 2.5 years so far." While there are no federal safety standards for formaldehyde fumes in homes, the levels...
How are we alive if there's no federal safety standards? How are we living?
Well, apparently it's not too comfortable because the levels found in some of the trailers are high enough to cause burning eyes as well as breathing problems for people who have asthma and sense or are sensitive to air pollutants.
Apparently it's not bad enough that they actually have to go out and have their own place to live.
No, apparently not. No. CDC officials said the study didn't prove people became sick from the fumes, but merely took a snapshot reading of fume levels. Only formaldehyde was tested, so who knows what other fumes there are in there. FEMA provided about 120,000 travel trailers to the victims of the 2005 hurricanes Katrina and Rita. In 2006, some occupants began reporting headaches and nosebleeds. The complaints were linked to formaldehyde, a colorless gas with a pungent smell used in the production of plywood and resins, commonly used.
I wonder if we the taxpayer, are going to have to pay for lawsuits that are going to result as from this.
Well, it's not very likely you can effectively sue FEMA.
Oh, no?
Sovereign immunity and all that.
No, sovereign immunity, nothing. Sovereign immunity applies to individuals. You can sue government agencies.
Maybe.
It can be difficult, but in this case, there will be there's a large group of claimants.
Yeah, that's true.
And there will be a lawyer who gets on that bandwagon and takes 33 to 40% of that and becomes very, very wealthy and never works again.
It says here, they claimed that the trailers were up to standards. The FEMA officials last May dismissed the findings by the environmentalists that the trailers pose serious health risks. So it's one government bureaucracy saying, hey, these are dangerous, and the other ones are saying, no, everything's fine. Well, according to this, by August, about 1,000 families in Louisiana asked FEMA to move them to other quarters. In November, lawyers for a group of hurricane victims asked a federal judge to order FEMA to test for hazardous fumes. The CDC, working with FEMA, hired a contractor. That firm, Bureau Veritas North America, tested air samples from 358 travel trailers. And the analysis came back last week. They found that average levels of 77 parts formaldehyde per billion parts of air, significantly higher than the 10 to 17 parts per billion concentration seen in newer homes. Levels were as high as 590 parts per billion. The highest concentrations were in travel trailers, which are smaller and more poorly ventilated. So there you go. I mean, there's more to the story here, but looks like the people that are accepting government welfare possibly might end up getting killed or in some way injured by the government welfare itself.
Well, FEMA's there to protect us and is apparently doing a very poor job. This organization just stinks. We should just shut them down and tell people.
But, Mark, what would happen in a disaster?
People wouldn't get formaldehyde poisoning in a disaster.
Well, not only that, but also we've seen just in all the instances where FEMA has trotted themselves out to come to the rescue that all they've really done is prohibited people from actually rescuing. We've seen that they're very bureaucratic, they're very slow. There was one story I remember specifically, there were doctors that had arrived on the scene where people were basically needing triage. And the doctors wanted to set to work, but FEMA said, whoa.
You need to be certified.
There's paperwork that needs to be filled out here. We've got to put you through an 8-hour certification course before we could let you out to touch these dying people here on the tarmac. I mean, that's basically what was going on.
God knows we wouldn't want an uncertified doctor working on people during a disaster.
Right, and then, of course, then there was the...
I'll take a veterinarian during a disaster.
Right, there was the well-reported stories about FEMA turning back the Walmart trucks. Trucks full of ice and water that Walmart and other companies had sent to the scene. FEMA just said, nah, that's all right. Turn them around.
We got it.
We've got it under control, which they then proved they had it under control by sending, what was it, dozens of their tractor trailers full of ice to Maine, where they sat and idled for like...
Why did they go to Maine?
Weeks. I'm not sure. It really never was explained, and all of that money was just thrown down the crapper.
No surprise there.
So now it's just failure after failure. And, of course, what always happens in these cases when government botches it up and people's lives are on the line is usually the top bureaucrat, he bows out and says, I accept responsibility for what happened here. As though anybody knew who he was before he decided to accept responsibility, and as though him accepting so-called accepting responsibility will do anything at all to make anything better or somehow change the situation of the future. It never does. It just they walk that one bureaucrat out, and then there's a big pomp and circumstance and ceremony about, and now we're going to name Mark Edge our new high bureaucrat here in the FEMA trailer park. That means that he's experienced. He's got this under control. Next time something happens, look to this leader. He's going to take care of it. And, something else will happen. Failures will occur. We'll replace one bureaucrat for another. Maybe they'll restructure the organization at that point and give them a higher budget for next time.
Yeah, of course.
More money means they'll save more lives, right? Right? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. That's right. We should let the market handle disasters, too.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The love song, We've Only Just Begun, may conjure pictures of summer weddings and passionate honeymoons, but my thoughts turn to cars. And when we come back, I'll tell you who's keeping me company. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Many are crooning Julio Iglesias' famous automotive tune, To All the Cars I've Loved Before. Yes, according to a survey by Strategic Vision Research and Consulting Company, 75% of us have emotional attachments to our new vehicles, evoking feelings similar to those for our spouses and significant others. And this love affair isn't just a guy thing. Women as a group were somewhat more passionate than men. To ensure you and your car live happily ever after, don't neglect the TLC of scheduled maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Get editing. You can change pretty much anything on the wiki. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com. Get 50% off of one item. That's AdamEve.com. Actually, you have to enter through AdamEve.com/talk if you want to get that discount. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off if you enter through AdamEve.com/talk. Well, Mark, you're right. There are definitely some cases where people have sued the government agencies and gotten away with it. In fact, we'll tell you about one in Colorado that has to do with their medical marijuana laws here in a moment. But first, we go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kurt from Michigan.
Kurt, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually would like to continue a discussion that we've had about, well, it's open up to all property.
Sorry, the discussion about what?
All property.
Property.
What about it?
Well, it seems that as you opine as to how it should be, that there's a couple of different levels of property.
Do tell.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Well, if I were to say own a AV receiver, an audio video receiver that kept in the corner, let the roof drip on, and just basically neglected it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be justified in coming and liberating that receiver from me if you could make better use of it?
No.
Well, then how come you might be able to come and kidnap my dog? Is that not property as well?
It certainly is property. I see where you're coming from. Of course, it's a life form with that could be hurt and it could feel pain. So I think there's definitely a difference between those sorts of property.
Well, but then again, I could go and liberate your cow that you're planning on killing too, though, at that particular juncture.
Yeah,
gotcha.
No, it's a good point. And as I said, it would be interesting to see how the marketplace handled cases like that. Certainly, if you lived in an area where the vast majority of people and you know, that were operating arbitration courts and that were interacting with one another happened to be animal rights activists, odds are good that they'd probably fine for the people that liberated your cow. So
well,
you probably want to be careful who you live around.
If they happen to be AV enthusiasts, is my home theater gear safe? Okay, we talked about intellectual property, and you indicated that as long as viewpoint that as long as we could come up with a free market solution for intellectual property and it did not include coercion,
mm-hmm.
that you would be okay with it.
Probably, yeah.
Can I protect my real property with coercion? Like, if you're on my property and refuse to leave, can I coerce you into leaving?
Yes. I think so, yeah. I mean, certainly.
Why could I not protect my intellectual property with the same vigor?
Because you aren't there. It's not actually your property in that it's just an idea. The concept behind intellectual property is that government gives you a monopoly privilege to own and control the ideas that you come up with.
I've homesteaded that idea, though. I've taken my natural resources and mixed them with my real resources in something that has yet to have been used before, so I've homesteaded that idea.
Yeah, well, okay, so, again...
Just like homesteading a piece of property, I can protect incursion on that property.
No, but you can't protect people from, for instance, if somebody else comes up with that same idea across the country from you, how dare you suggest that it's your idea and not theirs?
If they can demonstrate they did it independently of mine, that's fine.
Well, that's not how our patent laws work.
If I can show that 2 days before their drawing they bought one of my products... A little bit different story, isn't it?
So you want to put somebody in a jail cell for borrowing your ideas? Is that what you'd like?
No, not a jail cell. I'd like them to remunerate me.
You just want to take their money from
me whole. Well, I mean, the same
but
thing.
You haven't been, you, but you haven't lost anything. You haven't. You aren't unwhole.
What do you mean?
Well, them using your idea to build something out of or to create something of their own, you haven't lost anything. You still have your idea. You can copy ideas infinitely.
I lost the opportunity for those sales. And you know, I mean, it's just as
you
if...
You weren't guaranteed
it's
the sales if, in the first place.
It's just as if they came and dragged a tree off of my property and said, well, the tree is no longer on your property, you haven't lost anything.
No, the tree is finite. The tree is scarce. So once you take the tree away from the property, then you don't have the tree anymore. But if someone borrows, you know, takes your idea, you still have your idea. Ideas aren't scarce. They can be copied endlessly. So you're dealing with two completely different types of concepts there.
Hmm. Well, I will always... You know, advocate intellectual property, not necessarily government backing it up, but those people that have ideas are the most useful part of our society, and to allow them to be the only ones to not profit from what they do, I think would curtail.
Nobody said
ideas.
You wouldn't be able to profit, Kurt. Nobody said that at all.
No,
if you've
that's...
got a good idea, you'll profit. In fact, there's been a lot of research that's been done that shows that, in fact, a lack of so-called intellectual property protection actually encourages more innovation because if, for instance, you want to use somebody else's idea, you don't have to go and beg them for permission or pay them their extortion fee in order to use their idea. Well, in many cases, if you want to combine different people's ideas together, you'd have to get all of their permission. You'd have to pay every single one of them, and that might actually raise the cost of doing the research and development beyond what you could possibly afford to do. And so really, this prohibits people from creating things.
But if I did have a great idea, and knowing that it's going to cost me X amount of money to develop, and then to know that somebody else will be able to undercut me because they didn't have to pay that development money, I'm not incentivized to develop it.
Kurt, I agree with you on this point to some extent. And, Michael, what I want to do is I want to find out how much you agree with our current intellectual property laws. Now, when it comes to patents, you had just previously said it doesn't matter at all how I came to the same conclusion you did as far as, you know, creating a product. I mean, there's a patent currently on the crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich. you know, it doesn't matter. At this point, you know, if you and I have the same product and you came up with it first, bam, it's yours, not mine. So I could have done all this work and everything and come up with it on my own from a unique source, but it doesn't matter. What do you think about that?
Well, see, I don't know if that is the case. I believe that if you can prove that you came up with it independently, I think the law recognizes that two people can have the same idea.
That's a copyright. Under copyright, you're correct. You and I could write the same book, but it's not true with patents. Secondly, now copyright law has been a little screwed with by those with enough money and power to screw with it. You know when they flash that little FBI warning when you watch a movie? That FBI warning says you can get up to 10 years in prison for selling and distributing the product, and even showing it, they say, but, you know, it's really selling and distribution. Somehow they've taken copyright and turned it from a civil issue into a criminal issue. What do you think about that?
Well, to me, that wouldn't be a crime against the state as much as it would be a crime against the owner of that property.
So you think that people with money and power have taken intellectual property laws and bent them to their will?
Well, they've done that with every law, haven't they?
Well, yeah, not true. Not the murder laws and you know the ones where people really are hurt.
Ask OJ if he sit in prison.
He didn't bend the laws. He managed to circumvent the system.
So, Matt, one other thing, too, that as an inventor, going back on your point before, if you want to invent something and there's no government intellectual property protections out there, it lowers the cost of entering into the marketplace because you don't have to go through the patenting process and hiring all the lawyers and paying whatever fees are involved in that. Plus, just because you don't have the courage to go out into the marketplace and market your product and pay whatever money that costs, that's okay, because as the inventor, you aren't expected to be a marketer either. That's where the other companies come into play, the ones that are willing to put the money up front and take that risk, and thank goodness for them, because if it weren't for companies taking risks like that with their money, we'd have nothing. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whether it's a new item or used item that you're purchasing, it doesn't matter. Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned that you are right, Mark, that government agencies can be sued. It's suing the individual government bureaucrats that's more difficult. In fact, in Colorado, according to the Washington Post, policing marijuana is about to get a lot more complicated. The kick-in-the-door raids that SWAT teams have long employed could now cost cities hundreds of thousands of dollars, which actually means the taxpayers would be paying those hundreds of thousands of dollars, following two landmark court decisions upholding the state's constitutional protection of medical marijuana. Under the rulings, this is very upsetting to the police departments.
I bet it is.
Police departments are required to return any marijuana and even paraphernalia taken from state-sanctioned growers and can be sued by those growers if the crops aren't preserved. So if the cops go in and bust into somebody's house and steal all their marijuana,
how in the world could they preserve those crops? I mean, that is not the sort of organization that they run.
No, absolutely not.
And not the way they do their raids.
Yeah, so if they don't go and take all those plants and plant them again right away to keep them alive, they get sued.
Probably in pots.
Right, and they get sued, they're going to be paying out. The taxpayers will. But that will hurt their budget, I think, and they probably won't like that. The largest case thus far involves Kevin Dickies, who intends to sue the Denver suburb of Aurora for over $360,000 in pot damages. It comes less than a month after a judge ordered the return of an estimated $200,000 of medical marijuana to a couple in Fort Collins. Dix, a 38-year-old Desert Shield Marine who suffers from debilitating pain after catching grenade shrapnel in the Gulf, says he was treated worse by Colorado police than by anyone in Iraq. In April of 2007, officers raided his home after receiving a tip from a neighbor, and according to his lawyer, Robert Corey, he threw the disabled veteran to the ground, threw the disabled veteran to the ground and held him at gunpoint, then they ransacked his home.
That's how they do it.
Yep, they found 71 marijuana plants and at least 65 of which they confiscated illegally. And they charged Dix with felony cultivation. After 8 months of legal wrangling, the Arapahoe County District Attorney dismissed the charges, determining that Dix was in fact a certified grower. But by then, his plants were long dead.
Sure.
Thanks to a referendum passed in 2000, the Colorado State Constitution stipulates that any property used in connection with the medical use of marijuana shall not be harmed, neglected, injured, or destroyed while in the possession of state or local law enforcement officials. Not being equipped with the grow room or know-how to maintain them, Aurora police simply uprooted the plants and threw them in the evidence room. Detective Shannon Lucy, an Aurora Police spokesbureaucrat, illustrated her department's cultivation ignorance, explaining they kept only the leaves, which she claimed had were the only things of value.
Well, then that just goes to show how little they know.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's the flowers.
That the police, that they're supposed to be these experts when it comes to the drugs in America.
Right. It's just the leaves.
Right. They don't even know that it's the buds that are the real home for the active ingredient, THC. That's where the you call them flowers, the marijuana, they're also called buds. I guess I understand the reason why they might think that, because whenever you see marijuana, it's always represented by its leaf.
Right. The most the easiest
it's
to
familiar.
Identify
yeah.
Portion of the plant is the leaf.
So after obtaining a court order, Mr. Dix attempted to pick up his property recently from the Aurora Police Department. According to Corey, though, what the police returned was dry and useless. Of the 71 plants, only an estimated 3 ounces remained, none of which were usable from a medical perspective. He compared the incident to the police seizing a person's car when they believed it was stolen, smashing the windows, pouring sugar in the gas tank, and then returning it, after discovering it wasn't stolen after all. Applying this general principle of law, it seems natural to seek compensation and using the DEA standards for marijuana valuation, which is really high, by the way. The DEA claims that marijuana plant's worth $5,000 a plant. Yeah. Not so much.
I don't know where you're going to get that.
Yeah. Most marijuana plants aren't going to yield much more than a few ounces of bud. I mean, unless you're growing a 6-foot-tall plant.
Right. They probably, that's probably where they got their information from, is that a plant can produce
yeah.
as much as
yeah.
$5,000 worth of marijuana. So then somebody said, okay, then plants produce $5,000 worth of marijuana, and bang, every plant produces $5,000 worth of marijuana, according to this police department.
I love this, by the way, Mark, because normally when the police, and it's not just the DEA, whenever the police departments bust up a marijuana grow op, and they snatch all the plants, they always use those numbers. They always use the DEA's valuations, and they'll claim that, we seized $1 million worth of marijuana today, even if it was only $100,000 worth.
Mm-hmm.
They always use the high numbers. So now, when this grower files his lawsuit for looking for $369,000 in lost medicine, what's the police chief say? He calls that some absurd.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's a crazy number.
Yeah. And the police chief then disputed the quantity of marijuana seized. He claims that at no point during the raid did Dix inform police that he had a permit, although he also admitted that officers didn't ask if he had one.
Right, they just had him on the ground face first with a gun pulled to his head.
Right, you think that these cops that are, they've got their black Kevlar on, their machine guns, and they're all hyped up. You think if this guy says, hey guys, wait, I've got a permit, that they're all of a sudden going to stop and say, oh, well, show us. Okay, we're just going to turn around.
Oh, sorry about that.
Head on out of here.
Excuse us, Mr. Dix.
It was only after Dix was removed from the scene that the permit was found. Frustrated by the negative press over the incident, Chief Oates stressed to the article writer that the police immediately stopped their search when the permit was located and got on the phone with a senior prosecutor who instructed them to leave 6 plants and all the grow equipment. Nonetheless, Dix was held and charged even after the permit was uncovered. Why'd you charge him if you knew he was legal? Despite the district attorney's dismissal and subsequent court order for return of the marijuana, Oates believes his officers acted correctly.
Of course they did.
Finds the idea of compensating.
When has the police chief ever said that his officers didn't act correctly?
Well, in this case, he thinks that compensating medical marijuana growers is absurd, his favorite word. And while refusing to give examples on the record, he further asserted that the current process for medical marijuana certification...
It doesn't make any sense. Medical marijuana is legal in that state. Of
mm-hmm.
course one's property should be protected. The cops can't go in and trash whatever they want to trash and break things in your house and...
He's saying they should be able
kill
to.
Your plants? That's what he's saying?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
He says, this is his quote, he says that the current process for medical marijuana certification could easily be abused by people who want to grow it illegally. If compensation becomes the status quo, he argued, it's going to place more and more departments in a dilemma that conflicts state and federal law. Look, there's no dilemma here, Officer Scumbag. All you have to do is just stop enforcing marijuana law altogether. And then there's no more dilemma. There's no more questioning. Well, does this guy have a permit? Does he not have a permit? Is he legal? Is he illegal? You know, this is the problem when it comes to these medical marijuana laws, is it puts the police in this sort of limbo land where they don't know what to do because their job is to follow the law.
Well,
and now
no,
the law is confusing them.
I see what you're saying, but it doesn't put them in limbo any more than cigarette licenses, cigarette purveyor licenses put the police in limbo. The people that are selling cigarettes have a license to sell them. The people that, if somebody's selling them without a license, then the cops are there to shut them down. That's what they're supposed to do according to the laws, the way they are. So I don't understand why cops are so confused. This guy had a license to grow. You go after the people that don't have a license to grow. You don't go after the ones that do. This is not complicated.
But they make it seem
like complicated.
What's complicated
is that they just hate marijuana. They've been inundated with that. They've been taught to do to hate marijuana, and they do.
Medical marijuana advocates disagree with the police chief, saying the Colorado police are charged with upholding Colorado law and not federal law. He's just saying the law is inconvenient, says Corey, who also points out that OxyContin laws can be abused, but that it is still a medicine that's legally prescribed to patients. Colorado voters decided in 2000 to protect patients who use marijuana as medicine, not those who use it recreationally. He says police take an oath to protect the law. You don't get to pick and choose which laws to follow. But they do. They have been. And this is really the first significant time in Colorado and maybe across the country. I think they've had a tough time in California, too. But this is one of the few significant times where the police have actually been rebuffed in their efforts to continue enforcing laws that don't exist anymore. Dix plans on filing his suit later this month. If he wins, it will be in the single biggest payout for the illegal seizure of marijuana and may open the door for other cash-strapped cities to be sued for tactics which elsewhere are a common part of drug enforcement. Whether such a historic payback will motivate police to change their policies for raiding grow houses or motivate Colorado citizens to re-examine their constitution remains to be seen. For now, though, it appears that Centennial State Constitution is a pot farmer's best bud. So a little bit of good news there coming out of Colorado with a medical marijuana situation. And, there's a bit of good news from time to time. We'd like to try to bring it to you when it's out there. Of course, most of the news in the war on drugs is awful, with hundreds of thousands, or actually over 1.5 million of our friends and family members still being arrested every single year for possession of various different types of so-called illegal narcotics.
Yeah, in this case, the good news points out all the bad news.
Yeah, more on the way. Hour two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Arizona, seeing the immigrants leave. Why do you think that's happening?
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at